But I've gotten thousands of other items for men doing time here, some of them perfectly legal, yet hard to come by in a place where you've supposedly been brought to be punished. There was one fellow who was in for raping a little girl and exposing himself to dozens of others. I got him 3 pieces of pink Vermont marble, and he did 3 lovely sculptures out of them. A baby, a boy of about 12, and a bearded young man. He called them the 3 ages of Jesus. And those pieces of sculpture are now in the parlor of a man who used to be governor of this state. Or here's a name you may remember if you grew up north of Massachusetts, Robert Allen Coate. In 1951, he tried to rob the First Mercantile Bank of Mechanic Falls, and the holdup turned into a bloodbath, 6 dead in the end, 2 of them members of the gang, 3 of them hostages, 1 of them a young state cop who put his head up at the wrong time and got a bullet in the eye. Coate had a penny collection. Naturally, they weren't going to let him have it in here, but with a little help from his mother and a middleman who used to drive a laundry truck, I was able to get it for him. I told him, "Bobby, you must be crazy wanting to have a coin collection in a stone hotel full of thieves." He looked at me and smiled and said, "I know where to keep them. They'll be safe enough, don't you worry." And he was right. Bobby Coate died of a brain tumor in 1967, but that coin collection has never turned up. I've gotten men chocolates on Valentine's Day. I got 3 of those green milkshakes they serve at McDonald's around St. Paddy's Day for a crazy Irishman named O'Malley. I even arranged for a midnight showing of Deep Throat and The Devil in Miss Jones for a party of 20 men who had pooled their resources to rent the films. Although I ended up doing a week in solitary for that little escapade, it's the risk you run when you're the guy who can get it. I've gotten reference books and fuck books, joke novelties like hand buzzers and itching powder, and on more than one occasion I've seen that a long-timer has gotten a pair of panties from his wife or his girlfriend. And I guess you'll know what guys in here do with such items during the long nights, when time draws out like a blade. I don't get all those things gratis, and for some items the price comes high. But I don't do it just for the money. What good is money to me? I'm never going to own a Cadillac car or fly off to Jamaica for 2 weeks in February. I do it for the same reason that a good butcher will only sell you fresh meat. I got a reputation and I want to keep it. The only 2 things I refuse to handle are guns and heavy drugs. I won't help anyone kill himself or anyone else. I have enough killing on my mind to last me a lifetime. Yeah, I'm a regular Neiman Marcus. And so when Andy Dufresne came to me in 1949 and asked if I could smuggle Rita Hayworth into the prison for him, I said it would be no problem at all. And it wasn't. When Andy came to Shawshank in 1948, he was 30 years old. He was a short, neat little man with sandy hair and small, clever hands. He wore gold-rimmed spectacles. His fingernails were always clipped, and they were always clean. That's a funny thing to remember about a man, I suppose, but it seems to sum Andy up for me. He always looked as if he should have been wearing a tie. On the outside, he had been a vice president in the trust department of a large Portland bank. Good work for a man as young as he was, especially when you consider how conservative most banks are. And you have to multiply that conservatism by 10 when you get up into New England, where folks don't like to trust a man with their money unless he's bald, limping, and constantly plucking at his pants to get his truss round straight. Andy was in for murdering his wife and her lover. As I believe I have said, everyone in prison is an innocent man. Oh, they read that scripture the way those holy rollers on TV read the book of Revelation. They were the victims of judges with hearts of stone and balls to match, or incompetent lawyers, or police frame-ups, or bad luck. They read the scripture, but you can see a different scripture in their faces. Most cons are a low sort. No good to themselves or anyone else. And their worst luck was that their mothers carry them to term. In all my years at Shawshank, there have been less than 10 men.